Welcome to episode 63 of the Accessibility Craft Podcast, where we explore the art of creating accessible websites while trying out interesting craft beverages. This podcast is brought to you by the team at Equalize Digital, a WordPress accessibility company and the proud creators of the Accessibility Checker plugin. This episode is a recording of a March 2024 WordPress Accessibility Meetup, where Alex Stein, engineer and accessibility consultant, and Amber Hines, CEO of Equalize Digital, performed a live accessibility audit of the Sunshine Photocart WordPress plugin and provided real-time feedback. WordPress Accessibility Meetups take place via Zoom webinars twice a month, and anyone can attend. For show notes, a full transcript, and additional information about meetups, go to accessibilitycraft.com/063. And now, on to the show.
And of course, today I'm going to add a spotlight for you, Alex. We have Alex here again, donating his time, volunteering his time to do some testing. Do you want to introduce yourself for a moment?
Oh, I thought I wasn't prepared for that. I'm Alex.
Me too, and sometimes I don't. I'm not consistent. I'm sorry.
I'm Alex. They call me good at accessibility. I'd like to think that I am too. I live here in the Texas area, as I already mentioned.
Yep. And you are an independent accessibility consultant and an engineer, a DevOps engineer at Waystar?
Yeah, but I guess we need to update that now.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know if that was public that you had.
It is very public. So I will be starting as a senior accessibility specialist at JP Morgan Chase tomorrow.
Yay.
Nice.
Congratulations. And today we are going to be looking at the Sunshine Photocart plugin. Sunshine Photocart is a free client photo gallery plugin for WordPress that allows photographers to sell photos securely. And there's no limits or commissions, and it has 100 plus 5-star reviews. And we are so excited to have Derek here. I'll add a spotlight for you, Derek, generously coming up and letting us test your plugin. So welcome.
Thank you guys for having me on. I'm excited and looking forward to having you guys rip this to shreds.
Is there anything for people who aren't familiar with Sunshine Photocart, any sort of background that you think would be good for them to have before we dive in?
Yeah, so this is basically a comprehensive e-commerce plugin. It's not built on WooCommerce or anything like that. It's its own ecosystem. So it has its own add to cart, own checkout, order emails, and all that kind of stuff. And it is more for professional photographers. It's not just a general portfolio gallery thing. It's for professional photographers who do maybe wedding events or family portraits, or they do like sports photography for, you know, soccer clubs, things like that. And then the point is for them to sell those photos online. There are some people that use it as well for their art photography, but I'd say it's 90%, you know, directly focused for what I call client photography.
Great. And if someone wants to learn more, they can go to sunshinephotocart.com. So I'm going to stop sharing in just a second, but I always like to reiterate our two guidelines for everyone who is watching via chat. So number one is obviously the goal of this is to give voice to assistive technology users. While everyone's experience can be different, a big thing is we don't want to like be writing messages and starting arguments in the chat or things like that about how best to achieve things. So we ask that, you know, we please respect what Alex has to say and his experience and what we're seeing on the screen reader. Obviously, if you have ideas about how to solve things and that kind of stuff, we welcome that. If you do have questions as he's going through, you can put things in the Q&A module, and then I will at appropriate times ask those to Alex. If we want more clarification on something that we're hearing off his screen reader. And then number two is no bashing, please. It takes a lot of bravery as a developer to get up here and let someone give you public feedback on your product. And we really applaud Derek for being willing to do that. And so remember, this is not about talking about how bad something is or how good it is or whatever that might be. It's about providing a learning opportunity for everyone. So I am going to stop sharing. If I can figure out how to do that. There we go. And Alex, I'll let you share with your sound.
Mm-hmm.
Always feel really bad for what the captioner's typing right now.
It just says computer generated voice.
Yeah, so we'll slow this down so everyone can hear it. Where do we leave it? Always forget.
I feel like 45 maybe.
45.
Okay.
Variant voice, synth, edit, read only categories, list. Braille 3 of 5, audio 4 of 5, vision 5 of 5, vision property page, configure visual aids, visual highlight grouping, enable highlighting, check box, not checked, LD, space, check.
We'll give us some highlights.
Category, black hands, okay button. Dashboard, sunshine, out of list, link, skip to main content.
And should we see where Speech Viewer is these days?
MVDA, menu, references, tools, submenu,
we can try.
View log, Speech Viewer S. Dashboard, sunshine, photo.
That might be okay. I know it's challenging. We've tried moving it around. It doesn't work for it. We'll see if it doesn't block too much. If it does, then we might close it, but let's leave it up for now. Do you want to, just for anyone who is, can you give a quick what browser you're in? Obviously, I think you're using NVDA, but anything you think is good background for people to be aware of on the screen reader side?
This
aside
is...
from you listen to it at like 100% speed.
It's at 90%, but almost. This is NVDA. This is Windows 10, and this is Firefox. All latest versions.
Awesome. So I think, like normal, we usually start on the front end of the website. So if you want to go to the front end, it might be worth being logged out. So I don't know if you want to incognito it. But
I think I already am.
It looks like you are logged in right now. Will the user experience, would he be able to follow the checkout process if he's logged in, or would he need to?
Yeah, it just won't ask him to create an account during the checkout. So, it's not that big a deal. I mean, you decide, is that a big deal? He'll already be logged in, so it won't prompt for, entering an optional password.
Yeah, I think we should maybe log out so we can get all the fields.
Navigation toolbar, combo box, book six, sunshine photo, start window, FI. Firefox app, press right to switch for sunshine photo. Mozilla Firefox private browsing, navigation tool, expand, collapse, document, private window, Firefox clear, toolbar navigation, landmark list with 5 items, submenu, link, sunshine photo, cart 3, link edit site, link 0, comment.
That's because I'm already signed in private browsing.
Sunshine photo, cart, start window,
okay.
For
unknown
Mozilla Firefox,
expand,
collapse, busy, Chrome, browser content, get your own custom sandbox, get your own custom sandbox, visited link, current page, graphic, sunshine photo, cart 3, demo.
Okay.
All right. I actually wonder if we should
link home.
40.
MVD preference settings. MV speech change void variant combo rate slot 44. 441. 40. Sunshine.
This is such a great sacrifice.
Is it painful for you to listen to it that slowly?
So painful.
Yeah. Okay. So when I did some initial exploring around, it seemed like, and you can correct me, Derek. I'm assuming that this is on a theme that has nothing to do with your plugin. So
correct,
we don't really
yeah.
need to look at like the navigation menu or things like that, because your plugin isn't creating that.
Yeah, it's with
and that. Okay, yeah. The one feedback that I had, just like in general, if you wanted to make your demo more accessible, is you might check the color contrast. So like you have a light orange with white text on some of the buttons. And it looked like that would fail color contrast. So your demo would work better for low vision users if you adjusted that.
Okay.
Do you want to go view a gallery, Alex?
Yeah, so that'll be a good question, is where does the plugin actually start?
At the view galleries.
Yeah, so there's
demo
a
level 2. Digital downloads heading
gallery.
Level 3. Password protected large gallery with see the store view heading level 3. Large gallery with pagination heading level 3.
Are there links? Yeah.
There we go.
Visited. Family. Large gallery. Sunshine photo. Cart 3. Demo document. Busy. Banner landmark. Get your own custom sandbox site with full admin access to customize link. Click here. Banner landmark. Family. Large gallery. Heading level 1. Navigation landmark list with 2 items. Link entire gallery download. Link visit store. Out of list. This gallery has enough images to show the pagination feature. Right now it is set to infinite. Scroll, but can also be numbered or use a load more button. Figure link family 01. Navigation landmark list with 3 items. Button favorite. Button purchase options. Button share. Out of list, out of figure link family 02. Navigation landmark list with 3 items, button favorite, button purchase options.
Can I get you to stop for 1 second, Alex?
Yep.
Okay, so you are able to reach buttons that are not visible to us. Would those become visible if, I need to open this in my mind, if we hovered over them, Derek?
Yes.
Okay. So that this is an interesting thing. I what I would wonder is whether we could get to them by tabbing. I would want to check that. So like for Alex, it doesn't really matter that the
visible option button, share button.
Okay, I've tabbed on those. If you don't see them, the answer is no.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we can't see them. I can see a slight bit of a blue focus outline, maybe. But, yeah. So I would definitely make sure that those become visible when they receive keyboard focus.
Sorry, let's start typing on my notes.
I confused myself because I had my mouse hovering over it. Yeah. Okay. So sorry. Go ahead, Alex. I was just hearing things that I couldn't see.
Button
favorite.
Button purchase opt button share. Out of list out of figure figure link family 04. Navigation landmark list with three items button favorite.
I'm also not entirely sure any of these need to be navigation landmarks because they're really actions, not navigation elements. So it's probably something you can just remove. Replace it with a div or something.
Okay.
Button purchase options. Button share. Out of list out of figure figure link family 05. Navigation landmark list with three items button favorite. Button per button share out of list out of figure figure link family 06. Navig button but out of list out of figure figure link family 07.
I don't know how many are here, but this is going to take forever.
Yeah, so
out of figure figure link family 08.
So one thing that I'm wondering or that I'm noticing here, and I don't know if you caught on to this, is there's multiple images and each image then has buttons that can control it. The add to cart and the favorite and something else that we heard.
Sharing.
Mm-hmm. But they're not specific to the image. So I don't know, Alex, if you have thoughts on, right now these just say like family image one, family image two, something like that. Like, would you want it to say favorite family image? Do you want more descriptions? I think we kind of talked about this a little bit in the pre-show too. Like, how would we even handle describing images in this scenario?
I don't know. I think it would be up to the people that upload these images to actually give them descriptions. And I don't think there's anything that a plugin author can do here. So other than provide the opportunity to add alt text, past that, it's kind of up to the users.
But the individual buttons, though, would need to have some sort of unique identifier, wouldn't they? So that it wasn't just add to cart, add to cart, add to cart. It would have to differentiate which one you were adding to cart.
In a perfect world, but in this type of scenario, it would make these really unmanageable. You would have really long labels for every button.
So what's a better solution?
I mean, if these are per image, I would rather just see these go away and then you can click on an image if you want to share it or buy it. I mean, maybe keeping the favorite button. That kind of makes sense, but
yeah, that's an interesting thing. I mean, how would you feel about surfacing them for keyboard sighted users, but not for blind users, though? Because that feels a little bit like it could be a failure.
You can't. It's impossible.
Yeah.
It has to be in the tab order if it's going to work for sighted keyboard users.
Well, it could have ARIA hidden on it. That wouldn't remove it from the tab order, I think.
It wouldn't, but It also would just announce as a blank item for screen readers. Yeah. You can't add ARIA hidden to a like a form control like that. So,
yeah. So it might be useful to not have these, but I guess that's also hard because I can see how clients and customers want the ability to maybe not have to make the image larger to add it to cart.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest requests is how can we get people to add these things to cart and favorite faster without having to click through each image? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, Dean put in the chat, ARIA described by equals the ID of the image is how he would handle that. And
yeah, your experience on VoiceOver wouldn't be great though, because a lot of the time, what will happen is VoiceOver will actually require you to use different keystrokes to read the ARIA described by. So ARIA described by
an
should
ARIA
be,
label would be better.
ARIA label would be better as long as you don't change the beginning text. Like it should be share image with title, but that's also rather subjective because these images could be named anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think one of the things that I would try to do, like if you're sometimes accessibility is about creating documentation for your users. So if you had it set up where it used like the alt text of the image to label, maybe providing some documentation about what is important in the alt text in the scenarios that they're using. Because these images that we're seeing are all different, but I can envision that if I hired a photographer to take pictures of my family, they'd be almost all the same, except for with very slight variations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so trying to figure out like what is the meaningful information that the photographer would need to share with someone and not being overly verbose.
I could almost get, I mean, Alex, I think you said that it would be up to the photographer to do some of that. And I could guarantee 99.999% of photographers would never put the effort to add custom descriptions or labels for these images. Unfortunately, you know.
Oh, I'm not going to even try to argue with that statement. You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I do think, though, they should have some sort of unique, the buttons should have some unique to say what the difference is.
Yeah, instead of just add to cart, it should say add family 01 to cart or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have one of these galleries off the top of your head that has the pagination? This one has the infinite scroll. I don't know if you want to look at that, Alex, like try to go to the end. Or if it'd be better for us to go look at the pagination one, or the load more one is also interesting.
What's the end?
Let me see if I can find one. I don't remember.
You'd probably have to go. I don't know.
No next graphic. Navigation landmark list with three purchase options button. Button share out of list out of figure figure link family 09. Navigation landmark list with three button. Button share out of list out of figure figure link family 10. Navi button but out of 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 navi button button share out of list out of figure family 22. Navi button but out of list out of figure figure link family 23.
Well, it seems to work, so.
Yeah, it just added more. So that was fine for you. No problem with that.
Yeah. I don't think I have one with pagination in here right now.
Do you have one with the load more button?
The one we just did was the one with the load more.
Oh.
It's the exact same thing. It's just it automatically clicks the load more button for you. Yeah, that's the only difference is what Infinite Scroll does.
Okay.
Yeah, well, sort of, because load, if the user is on load more, that's not to say that focus will move back. So they are similar, but definitely not the same concept.
Yeah. So I think the way you've executed it here is good. There have been other ones I've seen where they add stuff, but they add stuff above where the person is, and then they don't know
This episode of Accessibility Craft is sponsored by Equalize Digital Accessibility Checker, the WordPress plugin that helps you find accessibility problems before you hit publish. A WordPress native tool, Accessibility Checker provides reports directly on the post-edit screen. Reports are comprehensive enough for an accessibility professional or developer, but easy enough for a content creator to understand. Accessibility Checker is an ideal tool to audit existing WordPress websites, find accessibility problems during new builds, or monitor accessibility and remind content creators of accessibility best practices on an ongoing basis. Scans run on your server, so there are no per-page fees or external API connections. GDPR and privacy compliant. Real-time accessibility scanning. Scan unlimited posts and pages with Accessibility Checker free. Upgrade to a paid version of Accessibility Checker to scan custom post types and password-protected sites. View site-wide open issue reports and more. Download Accessibility Checker free today at equalizedigital.com/accessibility-checker. Use coupon code AccessibilityCraft to save 10% on any paid plan.
So, yeah.
Navigation, three items, button, favorite.
So there is a navigation that has an item of client galleries in it, but it's not a labeled navigation tag. And I think that's coming from the plugin. It says get client galleries, store, cart, checkout.
Yes, exactly. So there's that client galleries cart checkout that has that light box around it. That is from the plugin itself.
So that one, I think you would want to keep a navigation tag on, but it needs an ARIA label to define it.
Yeah, okay. Like what those links are.
Banner landmark family navigation landmark list with two items, link entire gallery download. Link visit store. Like, out of listed gallery has enough images to show.
It's above where you are.
Banner link out of list heading left navigation landmark list with items link sign up, link login, link checkout, link cart zero, link store, link client out of list banner landmark navigation out of list navigation landmark list with six items link client gallery, link store.
Oh, okay.
So would you just call it like gallery navigation? Is that what you would call that?
Probably so.
Link cart zero.
Mm-hmm. It would also be nice if we had ARIA current here to mark the current page.
So except for this particular one, I don't actually think that it's in the navigation, the one you're looking at.
Link checkout.
Yeah, this
link
one lock. Doesn't have any pagination.
Yeah. Link sign up. Out of list banner landmark heading level one family, large gallery. Navigation landmark list with two items, link
do
entire gallery.
Do you want to try some of the functionality like favoriting an image?
Link visit store.
Yes, we can
adding
do that.
An image to out cart.
Scroll, but figure link navigation landmark list with three items, button favorite.
You have to be logged in to add the favorite.
Okay. So what just happens? So you click, I'm assuming you triggered the favorite button. It popped up a modal telling you you need to create an account.
So I am almost positive the modal appeared at the bottom of the page with no focus management. So let's see.
No next heading. Out of list, out of figure button, create account.
Here it is.
Banner landmark family.
Nope.
Button create account. Edit as on last edit first edit pass edit email sign link but edit password. Edit email log. You will need a content and figure nav out of you will need an account to remember your favorites the next time you visit. Login.
Yes, so here it is. Couple comments to make here. This is a visual modal, but not actually rendered as a accessible dialog. That could use the HTML5 modal tag or the role dialog. It should have an ARIA label or labeled by attribute to tell you what the title of this dialog is. It should always have a close button and it should manage focus. So that is how you would probably be able to fix globally, the modals within the plugin, I would assume. They probably all function the same.
Yeah, they all are opened in the same way. And so it seems like those few things would be pretty simple to add. The role dialog and some area labels.
Yep.
Email address. Edit required invalid entry as auto.
Your close button right now is, so it's an A tag without an href, which effectively makes it not serviceable to a screen reader user.
Okay.
Email login will need
a contact info. You just want to turn that to an actual button.
Button create account, edit as auto, last name option.
Yeah, that's definitely not here. That's for sure.
Yeah. Do you want to sign up with some fake info?
Edit as auto, first name, edit password, edit required, sign up. Link lost password, sign up, email address. Edit required invalid entry as autocomplete. Email address edit.
Yeah, you won't all have right. to confirm anything.
All right. That means we get that.
I always choose a cartoon addresses. Character I want to be.
Always just do
T-E-S-T.
Test at example.com because whoever owns example.com probably gets a ton of spam and it's fun.
Password optional, edit protected link.
Why is the password optional?
It'll automatically create one if you don't enter one. There's a lot of photographers that have said they want to make it as fast as possible to add items to their favorites and stuff. So the photographers get to choose whether or not they want that setting enabled or disabled.
If you're going to have a setting like that, it would be nice if it was clarified because that was some very confusing UX.
To hear that it's optional?
Yeah.
Just kind of explain that.
Because normally you
that,
expect one to be required, right? Yeah.
Yeah, to hear so password optional. That one will be like, okay, does this website like use something magical from the future? Not a required password? Okay.
First name optional, edit as autocomplete land. T-E-S-T, test, last name U-S-E-R, user create account button.
Okay.
Family, large gallery, sunshine, photo, cart, 3, demo, document, busy, land. Banner landmark visited, link graphic, sunshine, photo, cart, 3, banner landmark, family, large gallery, heading left, navigation, landmark, list with 2 items, link entire gallery, link, vis out of scroll, but configure link, navigation,
so
landmark, list with,
it's a,
button, favorite.
It's up from where you were, the notice.
Family, 0, out of this gallery, banner, link entire gallery, out of list, image added to favorites, a new user, image added to favorites. A new user account for test example, com, has been created, a new have been automatically logged in. Navigation, landmark, list with 7 items, link, log, out of image, add, banner, landmark, heading level 1, family, large gallery.
So, when a screen reader user comes to the page, they're probably going to jump to the main heading one on the page. If you put a notice above that, they're going to miss it probably 99% of the time, as I just so clearly demonstrated.
So I think there's a couple of solutions here. One is that those banners could exist but be empty and have ARIA live on them. So when text gets inserted into them, then it's read out. Or focus could be shifted there. What do you think, Alex? That's success. You've created an account and been logged in.
ARIA Live region is fine, just as long as these notices don't have links in the future.
Like a link within the notice?
Yes, because then it would be necessary for the user to go find it.
Hmm. Yeah, because so you still want focus shifted to it, even with an ARIA live.
And like actually moving focus to a notice is fairly difficult. To have a reliable working solution across all OSs and screen readers, it's not easy.
Mm-hmm. So is it sufficient to move it below the H1 and have the ARIA live then, do you think?
Even below the H1 would be a lot more discoverable.
Okay.
Navigation link visit store. Out of list, this gallery has enough images to show the pagination feature. Right scroll, figure link, navigation landmark list with 3 items button favorite.
So I'm pretty sure this is the image we added to favorites.
Mm-hmm.
This button does not indicate that I added it to favorites. So we need to add some type of, I think we could probably use ARIA press here. So that way, favoriting, well, it'll tell me that, yes, it is favorited.
Okay.
We want to avoid text changes here. Those text changes cause some other issues. So favorite is fine, but I'm sure the visual appearance changes when it's favorited versus when it isn't.
Yeah, it does.
Well, unfavorite it.
Favorite.
Yeah, so if that was pressed, it would change from true to false.
Yep.
Button purchase options. Button share.
The area pressed here would have changed from true to false?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I am putting some links to some of this documentation on MDN Web Docs in the chat in case that's helpful.
We will try out share next.
Out of list, out of figure, link Pinterest, link Twitter, link face, button copy, edit as auto content info navigation, edit as auto complete. Edit as auto complete HTTPS, discerning us pre 860E01 instep zip client galleries, gallery family, large gallery family 01. Edit as auto complete. Out of edit, out of button, edit as auto complete, slash 1, slash, button copy, link Facebook, link Twitter, link Pinterest, link Pinterest.
Pinterest.
mostly workable. Same comments as earlier about the dialogue. Mm-hmm. I would probably add a aria has pop-up equal to dialogue on that button, just so it's clear what it does. But yes, it does open dialogue.
Banner landmark navigate link visit store. No next out of
so
list.
Would you do that aria has pop-up on the... I guess not on the favorites, but I guess if they logged in or something, if they had to sign up or log in, then you do the same on that one as well.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you'll find out in a moment, but that'll be the same for the add to cart as well. It'll do a modal, which will have the same issues as well.
Button purchase options.
So the thing about this, though, is this doesn't say add to cart. It says purchase options.
Mm-hmm.
So if you mean it to say add to cart would be better.
It is purchase options because you go there and then you select what from the list of products that are available. Because they can buy a 5x7, 8x10.
Twitter, link button, edit as auto complete, edit content info, figure navigation landmark list with 3 items, button share, button purchase off, button favorite, out of list, link nav, but out of edit as auto, button copy.
Oh, we have to figure out how to get rid of the existing dialogue first.
Link
yeah, item, so...
card is empty, navigation landmark list with 4 items, link prints.
Oh, wait, nope. Yeah.
I do think that other one is behind it. Yeah. But I think that could be solved by if you put a focus lock on the modal, he literally wouldn't be able to go back to the page to open something else without closing the existing one.
Yeah, role dialogue will help with that as well. Let's see. Refresh.
Family,
maybe.
Large cap, banner landmark, get your own custom banner landmark, fan navigation, link visit, out of scroll, figure link, navigation, landmark list with 3 items, favorite button, purchase options button. Out of list, out of figure, content info, landmark, proudly powered by link WordPress links. Your card is empty. Navigation landmark list with 4 items, link prints, link canvas, link digital downloads, link packages, out of list, link store, prints, graphic 5x7, 5x7, $10, button C options, graphic 8x10, 8x10, $15, button C options.
Can you go back to where you had the links of prints, canvas, digital downloads, packages?
Link prints, out of list, navigation.
I think those might be scroll links, like anchor links.
Link canvas
is my guess, but I'm curious if you follow one.
Link canvas A. Link digital download.
No.
Link store. Canvas. Graphic.
Yeah, it looks like they're presented as tabs.
Or they're filters. Everything canvas. Was visible, and then you clicked one. So yeah, would we call this tabs? I think they're like filters actually more than tabs because you could see all of them until you selected one and then you could only see the options in that category. So would you still call that a tab?
Yeah, I don't actually know what these are. The developer should enlighten us.
They're essentially filters because Amber, you had it right. They're all presented on the page first and then it just shows the ones that are marked as a canvas, as a digital download or a print.
But you
so
can't
I think I would call
select
it
multiple.
Yeah, there correct. You can you select one only one at a time?
Yeah. So they're both a tab and I think you're both right. They're a tab and a filter at the same time.
Okay. We can
are
solve
they a radio
this
input? Give it a role of radio. Would you do that, Alex?
I'm thinking more along the lines of why don't we just make this an actual set of tabs, and then we just add one more tab labeled all, and that's the one it starts at. Because
that way you can still show all at the beginning.
This is highly confusing because I also don't know how to reset this at this point.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah, well, when I heard link, I thought when you went to it, it was just going to scroll you down too. So yeah, I think that's a good idea. Treat them like tabs and add an all at the beginning and then use the ARIA to define them as like a tab list and the tab panels.
Yep, the MDN has a really good set of docs about that as well.
What's the official name of it? Like ARIA tab list, you said?
Yeah. Okay. I'll throw a link in there to W3C has examples of what would be, these would be like a manually selected tabs.
List with four items, link packages. Link digital, link can, link prints. Out of list, your card is empty. Navigation landmark, list with four items, link, link canvas, link digital download, link packages. Out of list, link store. Canvas. Graphic 20x30x$100 button, see options. Graphic 30x1 button, see options. $125.
I'm also not particularly clear what a C options would mean here. I mean, I've got...
Graphic 30x40.
I've got what I would be getting in the price. I don't know what options would be, but... I also don't order pictures.
Yeah. So with prints, for example, you could pick a type of paper that it gets printed on. You could add things like, I want photo touching. There's lots of different things that photographers could potentially offer as options on a product. Like, I want to buy a t-shirt. It comes in what size, what color? There's things like that as well.
It'll be the same thing here then. See options for... And then we'll have to have a label that describes it.
Button, see options.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to a painting. Your picture printed on the graphic 20x30. Button, return the products. Your card is empty. Button 20x30.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
So that 20 by 30 is, I think, like inches of this canvas. I wonder if that should be described better to make it more clear what
that would be up to the photographer to decide how they wanted to name and label their products. Okay. That would then be
so this
like,
is just something that they would set.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. That's it's not clear. Like you have a dimensions field where they filled it in and then that makes it this.
Yeah.
20, your picture print similar to 100 quantity disc, 2 total in your cart for 95 total in your button, increase quant, edit as on button, button add to cart, button add to cart.
That is clear enough. What scares me is how this just totally replaced the DOM when I selected C options. So I'm not sure what this is going to look like going back.
Button edit, but 5 total, return to products button.
Exactly that, unfortunately.
Your cart is visually changed, but you didn't see anything.
Landmark, link with four items, link prints.
Yeah, it's because it's like it's replacing the DOM every time this gets updated. So this is going to need to be totally reworked in how it's done.
How would you handle that?
It should be overlaying on top of it. It shouldn't be replacing anything. There's it should be like every time you click on C options, it will overlay. Basically what it's doing is should be overlaying it on top of what we're seeing right now. And then when you close it again, it should be, I built that a year and a half ago, so I may not remember correctly.
I don't see any of the other options that they're still there.
Okay.
Your card is empty.
I see the fact that the card is still empty and that
button 20x30.
Well, hold on. I'm trying to see if it,
I'm seeing them there in the DOM myself, but
yeah, I think it's just replacing what's visible.
How did you hide then? Is it displayed none?
No, it's literally right up the blade right on top of it.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time with that though, because laid on top of it's a very visual description. It shouldn't hide it from me if it's only a visual change.
button add to cart.
Well, I can't find the previous content, so it's definitely gone somehow.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at
what it does is it adds another div right below the list of products where it lists, you know, the prints 5x7, 8x10, so on and so forth. It adds another div right after that list. And then that div is basically positioned right on top of it.
Decrease,
to cover the list.
Button. And so oh, yeah. So if you go
products,
up in the page.
Family button returns the products. Developer tools.
Still,
your cart is empty. Content info.
Yeah, just get the footer right above it. It's not there, whatever was done.
Your button return.
Let's
menu.
See.
Inspect. Family. Large cap button return to products.
Answer?
Developer tools frame. Develop. Level 7 div in sunshine. Product. Details class sunshine. Product sunshine. Product 64 sunshine. Product print data. Product in 64 data image.
And,
204 new app.
That's yeah. That.
Div in sunshine. Image. Add to cart. Product style display. None new attribute. Div collapse. Draggable to.
There's the style display. None.
Yeah, there it is.
Yep. So that is effectively removed from the DOM.
Okay. That, yeah, that is doing that. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know visually if what you're doing here is necessarily a problem. I think it's more of a, there needs to be a good like announcement or explaining what's happening for screen reader users potentially. Mm-hmm.
It's.
And then it is a little semantically, like this is where things get interesting, right? Because you have the return to products coded as a button. Which I guess maybe makes sense because it's like changing the visibility.
It's a close
like I
button.
Almost, yeah. I
it's
almost
essentially,
wonder
it's
if
a modal on
these
top
should
of a
act
modal.
Like a chord. Yeah. So either a modal or like what I was thinking is it's almost like an accordion where things are like becoming visible and not. Yeah.
That's another way of.
Yeah, well, sort of, because when we have accordions, we don't just display none the rest of everything.
Correct.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, the other triggers to open and close.
I think that
yeah,
would probably
it's almost
be
like
a
modal.
It's a modal on top of a modal, almost.
Yeah, and that's going to be your problem. Like, I don't, depending on how fast the transitions and everything are, even if you tried to put focus on that, it might not be available when you try it.
Mm-hmm.
So
was the problem, Alex, that it wasn't putting you in the right place when you clicked more options?
Oh, the problem is if I close this, it just stays there and I have no idea where I am. I've just lost focus.
Gotcha. So what you want to see a solution for, and maybe we don't have a great answer right now, is that when you click return to products, like maybe he could use JavaScript to put you on the tabs that we talked about before, where you can see the different types of products or like something so that you're not just lost when you hit return to products. And that would sort of solve this problem.
Nope. I want to go back where I started.
Okay. You want to go back to whatever more options button you were on when you triggered it. Just like if you closed a modal.
Because I mean, let's say there's 60 different canvas options. That would be absolutely miserable to have to navigate all the way back to.
Yeah.
You're right.
There are some photographers that literally have like 80 to 100 products in a list. So yeah, that would be terrible if you're working on the last one.
But so then if this did return your focus back to the button that triggered it, then it would be okay.
It would, yes.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Do you want to just add something to cart and try and check out?
Canvas graphic 100 button C option.
We can do that.
C options similar to a painting 100 quantity discount. Two total in your cart for $90 each. Five total in your cart for $80 each. Button increase quantity. Edit as autocomplete one. Button five total and edit as autocomplete one.
Okay, so this quantity field does not have a label.
Button increase quantity. Edit button decrease quantity.
Increase quantity and decrease quantity are on the wrong sides. So I would expect to find a decrease button before an increase button in the DOM, but that's not the case here.
Oh, so it visually is a minus and the other one is a plus. It's possible the labels are reversed in the screen reader text.
Decrease quantity.
That's just a bug. It has the wrong labels written.
Yep, that is exactly what it is.
Yep.
So
I never see it because I don't use the screen reader.
What I'm interested to see is what happens quantity. If I select this again.
Edit as autocomplete one.
Okay, so it doesn't do it. So you should probably disable that decrease quantity if the quantity is equal to
button
one.
Decrease quantity.
Oh, just put a disabled on the button.
Or, you know, an RA disabled or, you know, whatever you're choosing to put on it.
Button add to cart.
Add to cart.
$150.
So I do have to say real quick that you have a lot of buttons, which is awesome because sometimes we do these audits and everything is not a button. So way to go.
I did think about that when I was coding this version of being a lot more conscientious of when to use a button and when not to. Obviously, I missed a few spots, but I tried to be a little better about that.
Yeah.
Navigation land list with full link digital link and link prints.
I mean, yeah, there's really... really nothing to say about that. There's buttons where there should be buttons, and that's something I don't see very often.
I'll take that one.
Content info, link one item, $100.
Okay, one item is in the cart.
Was it okay that when you added it to the cart, what it did was it took you back to the Canvas list and you didn't hear item added to cart, or would you want to hear item added to cart?
It's going to be the same focus issue that we just talked about again. In a perfect world, it would drop you where you left off, and I would get an announcement that said this item's been added to cart.
Mm-hmm. So if you put an ARIA live region on the cart, then whenever the cart changes, it would read that out.
Okay.
This is kind of misuse of a link, though, because it's not entirely clear where you would end up following this.
Navigate out of list, link one item, $100.
One item, $100. It doesn't actually tell me what's going to happen when I click this.
Okay.
So the text needs to describe.
You want the link to be labeled go to checkout or something?
Or wherever this link goes, because right now I don't know what's going to happen when I click this link.
That makes sense.
It could go to like a bigger cart view. It could go to a checkout, but without the additional clarification. So I guess we'll see where the link goes.
One item, $100 link, cart, sunshine photo, cart 3 demo document, busy, link skip to content.
And it goes to the cart. That's not where I would actually expect that link to go, so I'm glad I added that.
Cart heading level 1. Main landmark navigation landmark list with 6 items, link client galleries, link favorites 0, visited link cart 1, link checkout, link account, link logout, out of list table with 2 rows and 5 columns, row 1 column 1 image. Row 2 graphic family 01, RF HTTPS, discerning Osprey 860E01, instep ZIS client galleries, gallery family, large gallery family, large gallery A.
That was fun.
Was that the alt text?
I have no idea what that was.
Row 1 image, column 2 product, column 1 image, edge of table image, MI. Column 2, column, row 2, graphic product, column 2, cat image, row 1 image.
Okay, so we do have proper table headings, which is good.
Column 2, product, column 3, item price, column 4, QT, column 5, item total, row 2 image, column 1, graphic family 01, A. Graphic ref HTTPS, discerning us 800.
Yeah, there's like some escaped HTML going on there or something. Don't know what that is.
Yeah, I'm trying to add something to my cart real quick so that I can look at it.
As a
side note, while you're talking about images, Thomas had asked if it would be useful to add a button to have AI describe this image to me. Would that be a feature that would be good to add in this plugin?
Oh, that's a fun conversation. So the answer is maybe. The answer is maybe, because we still all have such differing opinions about privacy and how AI fits into that. For me, yes, I would love to have that feature because it would at least give me some idea of what the picture is versus having no idea now. For others, absolutely not. It's a privacy issue. Don't even think about it. So from an accessibility standpoint, absolutely. But with the big disclaimer that this might not actually be an accurate description.
Yeah, but it might maybe be helpful. Maybe that's where you can upcharge your users because they have to buy credits or something, right?
Yeah, or but. Do an integration with, I know someone who has a good image AI plugin and just say, hey, there's an integration, go use that.
Yep, yeah. Cool. So there is, I inspected this, the alt text does have HTML that's being rendered out in it that's a link to the gallery. So this might, that might be a bug on that, on the images in the cart.
Yep, that is. That absolutely is a bug.
Yeah, hopefully it's it sounds like it's escaped though, or this would be like a big cross-site scripting issue. Would
not security, it's fine, but yeah. Usability, not so much.
Usability.
Family 01, visited link family, large gallery. Item price column 3, $100. QTY column 4, spin button as auto complete editable one link. Item total column 5, 1 QTY column 4, spin button as auto complete editable one link.
Oh,
how do you feel about that QTY?
Oh, that, Alex? The QTY is fine. I would assume most users in this context know what that means. It would be nicer if it said quantity, but, you know, save space.
Item price QTY column 4 spin button as auto complete editable one.
The bigger problem is the unlabeled link right after it.
Link.
So that should be a button that says remove item or product or whatever it is. Because I'm pretty sure it looks like a trash can. So I think that if you do that, it will empty your cart.
So depending on how this operates, it should be a button and it might need additional attributes if it opens a dialog. I don't know what it does, so can't really say.
Okay. You're going to continue going and then check out.
Item total column 5, $100. Out of table button update cart.
That I don't understand. Update cart with what?
If you change the quantity.
Okay.
Visited link return to family, large gallery. Table with two rows and two columns, row one, column one subtotal.
Could that button be disabled unless there was actually an update available?
Yeah.
And like the button's only available if they've actually changed the number? And then I almost wonder, like, if that's what it is, maybe the label is more clear, like save quantity changes or I don't know, something to make it more clear what you're doing.
Update cart like changes even the visible. Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even something along those lines.
Column 2, $100. Row 2, column 1, order total. Column 2, $100. Out of table, link continue to checkout. Content in mainland. Oh.
You know, this has almost the exact same layout that WooCommerce does as far as accessibility on the cart page.
Is that good or bad?
Not sure if that was your intent or not, but it's what you have. I will tell you if it's good or bad once we get to the next page.
Checkout. Sunshine Photo Cart 3 Demo Document Busy. Link skip to content.
Here we are at checkout.
Checkout heading, main landmark, navigation landmark, list with six items, link client galleries, link fave, visited link account, link logout, out of list contact information, grouping contact information. First name, edit required as autocomplete test.
Oh, look at that. Form and form field with proper semantics. I'm very happy right now.
You know what else I have to highlight here? This is a new thing with WCAG 2.2. You have auto-filled in the name and the email address from where he gave it on his account, and you're automatically doing it, which is awesome because for some users, like people that can't use traditional keyboards, typing information can be really slow and laborious.
Yeah.
So this is awesome.
I do it for me because by default. I do it for me when on my mobile phone, I hate when I go to a checkout and I'm like, name, why doesn't it allow me to just type my, you know, select my name from, you know, using a mobile
device?
Like it
knows what your name is.
It knows my name is already. I already know that. Why can't I just type Derek Ashour, Derek at Ashour's, you know, like it just knows all my stuff and I can just hit tap, you know, next, next, X, X, and it auto fills it. So Yeah, that's the reason why I did it, but I'm glad it works for everybody.
Yeah. See, sometimes accessibility is just common sense.
Yeah.
Main landmark, contact information grouping, last name required, edit required, as autocomplete user. Email required, edit required, as autocomplete, selected test example com. Email, edit required, as autocomplete, test example com.
What's giving it a double required, though? That's strange.
Button next step. Edit required, as autocomplete, email. Email required, edit required, as autocomplete, test example com.
That's probably a bug.
I just want
it
to know
what
does that.
Is it only on the email field?
You know what? You know what it is? This is a bug that I actually fixed last week. I just haven't updated the demo. When you're logged in, it keeps asking you for your email address over and over again. It is a silly bug that I forgot to update before we got to this.
Yeah, it does it on every field. So let's take a look and see.
Menu, inspect queue. Check out Sunshine Photo Card 3 document, main landmark, contact.
Just want to know what announces double required.
Label for last.
So I think it's because the label has required in it.
Required button. Autocomplete type text button. Name last name button.
The little asterisk.
And
button. Valid placeholder button.
It's because the email has required in it and the input has the required attribute. That's what I suspect. It's reading the required on the label and then it announces the required
star E
on the input.
Last name required, edit required, as autocomplete user.
Well, that's interesting. The label doesn't actually say required. I wonder if this is NVDA compensating for bad developers.
No. So the label has an abbreviation. So it has an asterisk, and he's used the ABBR tag with a title of required and an ARIA label of required.
It
might be reading the title and the ARIA label.
No, that's exactly what it is. I was almost happy, though, because the star is such a common thing on forums. I was like, NVDA finally got an update, so that way it reads required when there's just a star.
No, so
would be
I think you could
how
remove...
often... Yeah.
He could remove the title from that abbreviation tag and just have an ARIA label, right?
Menu. Let me see. Inspect. Now that you found where it
check
is.
Out Sunshine Photo Card 3 demo document. Main landmark. Contact information. Label for last. Expanded. Level 17. Span class Sunshine. Form. Field. Name. New attribute. Span collapse. Draggable. Level 18. Last name. Draggable. One of. Abber title required. ARIA label required. New attribute. Level 16. Level 18. Abber button. Title required button. ARIA label required button. New attribute button. Abber title.
What's in this abbreviation? Is it just the star?
Yeah.
Just the star.
I'd remove the title and the ARIA label from this.
Because
it's still going to repeat.
Because the input has the required attribute on it. And
exactly.
It's going
to
read it then.
Yep.
So this is one where you were working to try and make it more accessible, but you almost like overthought it.
Yeah, overshot that one.
And here I thought, I was like, oh my gosh, NVDA developers are catching up with common web errors. Nope. It's okay, though. Like, it's, you know, over-engineering in some situations is better than under. So that's the first time I've seen usage like that on an abbreviation tag. And it was very creative, I'll give you that.
Email required, edit required, as autocomplete, selected test example com. Next step button.
Okay, we'll go next.
Out of grouping delivery
the
method.
Quiet is usually not good.
Quiet is usually not good.
That's what I was expecting, to be perfectly
main
honest.
Link, visit link out of list, link edit. Test user, test example, link contact information, link edit.
Okay, so that link, let's see what this does. This says edit.
Edit link.
What happens if I click it?
Out of grouping contact information, grouping contact info first name. Edit required as autocomplete test.
So that link should be a button.
And it should say edit contact information.
That's exactly what it should
edit.
Say.
Could you do like an area label instead that says edit contact information, or should the whole thing say?
Yeah, you can do that.
Yep.
Okay. Just again, like we talked about before, like, you know, saving space on quantity and things like that. I'm curious to know where you can, you know.
Either an ARIA label or screen reader text.
Okay.
Yep. But yeah, you don't, I think for sighted people, they have the line of it being on the same row with the contact information and not too far apart. And so they make that connection, but it's less clear when you can't see.
That's helpful to
the layout.
The one big rule is you just want to make sure you avoid doing something like contact information edit. Then it breaks it pretty bad for people who are just seeing the visible text of edit. And then they're like, okay, well, why can't I activate this? If they're using like a voice recognition is the wrong term.
Voice control.
Next step.
The other thing I would do is I'd probably just go ahead and place focus in the first field, so that way you don't wonder what happens when your edit button disappears. Like, okay, I clicked edit, but where is it? So we'll go next again.
Next edit required has auto complete test checkout heading level 1 main landmark order summary heading level 2. Checkout heading main link viz link link out of link test news out of group ship. Delivery method. Out of grouping, contact information edit grouping test user test example com. Out of grouping delivery method, ship, pickup, button next step.
Okay, so those are probably options. It should be radio buttons.
You currently, can use a role of radio if you can't recode them as a radio.
They should be radio buttons.
Pick up ship.
Currently, they are nothing, according to the screen reader. So
next step button.
Let's see what's going on.
I think it's because I placed the actual input out of the label visually. And it's just, it's displayed none. That's why. It's not
yep, that does it.
Pick up.
Why do I display none on that?
That display none has its purposes.
I'll have to revisit why I chose to do that earlier. 2 years ago when I coded this.
Okay, so which option should we choose?
Pickup button next step. Next step button out of grouping. Delivery method edit grouping ship. Link edit. Ship. Out of grouping shipping address grouping invalid entry shipping address. Country. Shipping address. Country. Shipping out of grouping. Delivery method edit grouping ship.
What happened here?
Out of grouping shipping address grouping invalid entry shipping address. S.
An invalid entry for a shipping address? Okay.
Country. Combo box collapsed required United States. Main land. First name required edit required has auto-complete selected test. Last name required edit required has auto-complete selected user. Address required edit required invalid entry has auto-complete land.
I wonder if it's telling you if the error that would surface if you were to, like, what if you go to next step without submitting, like, without typing an address?
These all have HTML5 validation, so I would expect be dropped back in address.
State required zip code, next step button. Alert, please fill out this field. Address required, edit required, invalid entry has autocomplete land.
And there it is.
Hey, that's awesome. Yep. Lots of times he doesn't hear the errors.
And so. All it is one itty bitty attribute. That's it. It's magic.
I find that so much easier than JavaScript validations.
It's magic. It's such magic.
Yeah, I was wondering if the error that was surfacing to you was an error that you could reach with the screen reader, but I'm not sure what that was.
Address, editor, last editor, first combo box, collapse, through country, shipping address. Out of grouping, delivery, out of com, first editor, last editor, address.
Standard field.
Editor, address 2. Editor required.
Mm-hmm. A field error. Okay.
Right. Type an address.
111XAMPEEXAMPST. ST address 2 edit has auto complete land. City required edit required invalid entry has auto complete land.
Oh, which city should we use?
Plano. Only because you know the zip code for that. I don't actually know if this validates Kurt.
It
doesn't validate that you've made. Okay.
Those people type whatever they want.
That's too obvious.
Plano, state required combo box Alabama collapse required.
Put any state you want to.
TE, Texas. T zip code required edit required invalid entry as auto complete land. 75024.
Everyone want to see where I live?
75024. Next step button.
So we'll have the same problems as before.
Out of grouping heading level 2 order summary. Payment grouping payment. Out of flat local ship, out of link ship, out of link deliver, out of link contact, and link test, out of link ship. Out of grouping, link edit. 111 example ST out of grouping shipping method, grouping invalid entry shipping method. Local delivery $5. Flat rate $15. Button next step, flat rate $15, local delivery $5. Oh.
Still local delivery, I'm cheap.
Flat button next step. Next flat out of grouping, shipping method edit, grouping link edit. Local delivery, out of grouping payment, grouping invalid entry payment, test. For processing test orders. Offline. Payments handled offline, like check or cash. PayPal. Use demo sunshin of father.com sunshin demo when prompted to log into a PayPal account. Stripe. Use test card 42424242424242 any valid expiration date in CVC. Button submit order pay $105.
So, I take it those are options.
Yes.
So they are, it's also a radio, but the input is just not visible.
Use Stripe.
Yeah, it's the same problem as the shipping.
Okay, so which option should we choose?
Are you most interested in Stripe?
Probably so. It will probably for sure have the most issues.
And they won't be your fault.
And they won't be your fault.
T. Use test. This will be processed as a test payment and no real money will be exchanged. Secure payment input frame tag.
Well, this is actually interesting because these are radio buttons that expose content. Not quite sure how you communicate that. Because I would have figured select the payment method and then click next step again.
Yeah, so like the card or the Klarna, it's or you're seeing Affirm off. Why don't I get Affirm?
It's location-based, like, I believe.
Yeah, weird Stripe magic. Yeah, probably they should have been like a tab. But I'm guessing almost all of this is just coming out of Stripe and not anything that you've coded, right?
Yeah, at that point, you know, where the red notice there down in the Stripe fields, that's all from Stripe. It's just showing the necessary fields. You select PayPal to show the PayPal buttons.
So, I don't know if we necessarily need to test all of this, but something I wanted to bring up, and I'm curious if you have thoughts about it, Alex. When I was going through our shop site, which was WooCommerce, it had a similar layout where the order summary was visually on the right of all of the checkout fields. And I think that the order of this is after the ability to check out and finish. So one of the problems that could come up, and this has been mentioned a lot in some of the lawsuits, is if people who are blind don't have the ability to access and use coupons, like sighted people, and the coupon field in yours actually happens after all of the checkout buttons in the focus order.
Based on the flow that you have, I don't know why you don't just make a step that says, does this look good? You know, order summary. If so, continue to pay. That's how I would do it.
And I did notice, like, because I tested it on mobile, because what WooCommerce failed to do was on mobile, their order summary is at the bottom. I looked at yours and yours is above on mobile. But it doesn't seem like it's in the tab order above. So I feel like that needs to be adjusted so that it's in the tab order. Because even on mobile, I think if Alex were to zoom in a bunch like he was a low vision user, then you get the mobile on desktop. And so it would be visually above your checkout flow, but you'd have to skip past it, tab, 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 go all the way to the end, and then it would tab you back up to that. So it needs to be in the DOM before, like it can still be positioned on the right.
Right, yeah.
But it literally needs to be in the DOM before the checkout.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So. Is it okay to be before the start of the whole checkout? Like before the contact information that where we started that part and whatnot.
That's another good place you could put it.
Yeah, I mean, that's easy enough to, that's really easy because it's just basically a Flexbox row with, the left side of our checkout is listed first. I could just swap it and do the summary first.
Well, yeah,
I
you
mean,
have
it
to be
is helpful that it
careful.
has a. Oh, go ahead, Alex.
You don't want to accidentally create another accessibility issue. So you have to make sure that your focus order follows the page content. So if you do move that first in the DOM, you're probably going to contact the coupon form before you will a contact form. And as long as the tab order matches, you're fine. But you break the tab order, you've created another issue.
Yeah,
Okay,
I
that
think
makes
it
sense.
actually does. Like, I think moving it above would solve a current tab order issue that exists right now. So,
Yeah,
and
that's.
that's one thing, like, when you're testing, you want to. I think sometimes people forget that the quote mobile experience for low vision users, if they're zoomed in a lot, they're getting mobile on a computer. And so a lot of developers maybe think, oh, I don't need to worry about making my mobile keyboard accessible. But if somebody's zoomed in a lot, that's what they're getting. So usually when I test, I'll look at the website at 200% and at 400% and just make sure that it functions, that nothing like goes off the screen or gets cut off, like that it reflows appropriately for mobile responsiveness. And then that the tab order, everything can work, receive tab focus that you'd expect and all that.
Yep, agreed.
So, I wonder if we could go back to your other window where you're logged in. We're almost at time, but I wanted to look at just a
Sunshine
few
Photo
of
Card
the
3 demo, Mozilla screen
settings.
sharing meeting to end VDA's checkout. Sunshine Photo Card 3 demo, Mozilla Sunshine submenu link about WordPress. Sunshine Photo Card 3 demo heading level 2.
Yeah, okay, logged in.
Navigate blank Z blank slash X P W A M I N admin collapsed. Link skip to main content.
Do you want to go look at like products maybe?
Skip to list with posts, list with add new category tags, media sub, list with add new pages sub, list with add new comments, list sunshines, list with 13 items, all gallery, add new link, bulk add new link, settings link, discounts link, automated emails link, customers link, reports link, tools link, exports link, messaging link, add-ons link, update report date, product sub menu link, list with 5 items, all products link. Product Sunshine Photo Cart 3 Demo WordPress Document Viz Main Landmark Products Heading Level 1 Heading Level 2 Filter Post List with 2 Items Link Current Page All 13 Link Published 13 Table with 4th Row 2 Select Album Checkbox and Select Album Title Sort Ascending Column 2 Link Album Edit Edit Product Album Sunshine Photo Cart 3 Demo Main Menu
So,
Navigation Landmark
one thing I just want to flag real quick is I would watch for your color contrast in the editor too.
Main landmark edit product heading level 1. Link logout. Main editor top bar region document tools toolbar toggle button not press collapse toggle block inserter.
So here we are in Gutenberg. I don't like to do these because I can't tell when Gutenberg causes an issue and when it's a plugin that does this. So with that disclaimer out of the way.
Editor content region add product name edit multi-line album. Main landmark editor content region add product name edit multi-line album. Block paragraph document editable choose up to 15 images to be used in this custom photo album book. Navigation landmark general link. Options link. Multi-image link.
I know that's your plugin because there's a navigation element there.
Link on link general blank. Block paragraph document editable out of
So
nav options.
instead of navigation, I think these are tabs and they should just be called tabs with the tab list.
Correct.
Link multi-image. Link download. Link package. Table with 8 rows and 3 columns. Row 1 column 1 type. Column 2 through 3 combo box collapse multi-image. Column 1 type. Column 2 through 3 combo box collapse multi-image. Edge of table. Column 1 type. Row 2 price. Column 2 through 3 default dollar edit has autocomplete 100. Wedding dollar edit has autocomplete 150. Column 1 row 3 quantity discount. Column 2 through 3 button add. Column row 4 cost. Column 2 through 3 dollar spin button has autocomplete editable 25. How much this product costs you to be produced. Used to determine your profit every time you sell this item.
I mean, it works.
Yeah, I'm hearing everything that is visually written out, so that's good. It's
Yep.
not like missing anything. Cool. What about that quantity discount add button? Is that another modal?
Quantity discount row 3 add button. Row 4 column 1 cost.
Sounds
Oh,
like it.
it added something above the button.
Oh no.
Quantity button remove. Spin button has auto complete editable. Discount or item spin button at mid guide. Checkbox column price row 2, column 2 through $3. Edit has auto complete.
Yeah, when you add above, those are always the most inaccessible because no one thinks to look above a button.
Right, that makes sense.
Row 3, column 1, quantity discount.
So I would probably place focus on this somehow. Probably the first element of the addition.
Is that a checkbox, calculate quantities per line item? The only reason I ask
I think
is
so.
It visually looks round to me.
I know that I'm noticing the same thing in that browser as well.
Yeah.
It is a checkbox for me in my browser.
Column 2 through 3, remove button. Add button. Calculate quantities per line item, checkbox not checked.
Yep.
Yes.
That is a checkbox.
So there might be something. I would just look into if there's something with Firefox because I expect that to be square.
I would too.
There's like weird stuff. My partner Steve resolved a bug where only in Firefox, one of our buttons said like submit query, but no other browsers. And we were like, why? I don't know why.
Because Firefox is just Firefox, you know.
Yeah. So I don't know. Sometimes browsers do weird things, but it's worth kind of looking into it because, you know, the shape communicates something to people. So, yeah.
I still stand my ground with saying that nothing is as bad as Mac VoiceOver because that is like designing for Internet Explorer.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason why most screen reader users choose NVDA or JAWS over VoiceOver.
And it's a real shame because VoiceOver could be a good thing anyway.
Yeah.
Column 1, quantity discount. Column 2 through 3.
Is there anything that would be good that we should address, Derek? And then I do have a question I want to pass on to. Anything else you want us to look at here in the admin?
There's general settings, but they're going to be, I use almost the same code base as what you're seeing right here for the product. So how the tables are laid out and, you know, all that kind of stuff, it should be pretty darn near the same, but, you know, it'll have the same thing. It'll have a left navigation that I did with a nav, and you're going to say, that should be a tab and stuff like that. So, I don't think there's anything that's much different than what we've seen here.
Okay, cool. Alex, Melissa asked, or actually, I don't know if this is a question for either one of you, but does this plugin only work for photos already created? What other plugins do you have? And Melissa uses JAWS. So I'm not 100% sure, Melissa, what exactly you're referencing. So feel free to add extra context in the chat. But I don't know if you have any overall thoughts. It seems like it's like really usable compared to a lot of the plugins we've looked at. I don't know if you have thoughts, Alex, for a screen reader user.
Yeah, it's just the thing to remember is this is a side of people's world. So you're only going to be able to get so good here. I mean, besides following accessibility standards, that's as close as you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, Melissa, if that didn't totally answer your question, feel free to elaborate if you have something. Melissa's asking, can you create photos with this plugin? And no, right?
Yeah, no. Again, this is like you at a wedding or you're taking family photos, stuff like that. To sell to your specific client and stuff.
Alex, have you played around with any of the AI image generation tools? And as a screen reader user, have you found them accessible at all?
I haven't, but, you know, ChatGPT's entire interface is filled with a bunch of unlabeled buttons, so I'm not exactly an optimist in this space.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know for like a JAWS user, what I would recommend on if you're trying to find a plugin that would actually generate images for you to like use in your content. I almost feel like if you were to do that, you'd want to take what it, like, let's say you use Midjourney to generate the images, you would want to then go stick it somewhere else and have AI describe it to you to make sure that you don't, like, have a different tool describe it to make sure that it doesn't have something weird in it if you don't have a sighted person checking the image.
Oh my gosh. Yep. Like, the stories that could come from that.
Well, just like people with like extra arms or something, right? So, I don't know. We are pretty much at time. I really appreciate both of you, and hopefully this was helpful. Derek, feel free to reach out to us if you have questions. And I appreciate all the effort that you're putting in, you know, already to try and make it accessible, and that you're going to take the feedback and do more.
Yeah, I appreciate this. I learned a lot, and it's great to see how other people use the same tool that you use in day in and day out. You know, you get, you know, we saw just like the quantity, you know, label was backwards. And I had this, you know, I've coded this for 2 years and I didn't even notice it because it's a hidden thing that I didn't see. And there's just, you know, yeah, it was, I learned a lot. So I appreciate, and I'm really glad that we did this tonight.
Yep. As am I, we get to, share some feedback, and it's not always that people want to hear my feedback, as I'm sure you can probably come to the conclusion of.
Well, thanks everybody. Thanks for attending. We'll have the recording up in about 2 weeks. And
screen sharing.
Good luck on your first day of job, your first day of your new job tomorrow, Alex. That's fun.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yes. Much appreciated.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
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 Thanks for listening to Accessibility Craft. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe in your podcast app to get notified when future episodes release. You can find Accessibility Craft on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. And if building accessibility awareness is important to you, please consider rating Accessibility Craft 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Accessibility Craft is produced by Equalize Digital and hosted by Amber Hines, Chris Hines, and Steve Jones. Steve Jones composed our theme music. Learn how we help make thousands of WordPress websites more accessible at equalizedigital.com.